Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. Now here is your host, etiquette and image expert, speaker, and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Today is Sunday, February 8th, 2015, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. Today we will find out exactly how your New Year's resolutions are coming along, so stay tuned. Well, welcome new listeners and loyal listeners. Thanks for being a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. We are so delighted that you're spending part of your Sunday evening with us. Now, we are blessed to have listeners of all ages, and we want to take a brief moment to talk about the origin of etiquette, especially for the benefit of the new listeners. Etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior. And by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied these rules from the French court, whereby making these rules, they became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I certainly want to say thank you so much and applaud Charles I and II. Well, once again, good evening. It's that time of the year where we make our New Year's resolution. So we're going to check this evening just to see how yours are coming along. First, I want to bring on my co-host for this evening, Andrea. Andrea, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you so much for asking. Well, are you excited about talking about these New Year resolutions? Oftentimes, at the beginning of the year, we think, oh, wow, this is a fresh new start. Let's start over. And so what do you think about the New Year's resolutions? Have you made any? And if so, how are you progressing?
I have made some. I think it's always, I think it's imperative to make goals all the time, even if they're daily goals, you know, things that you want to accomplish on a weekly basis. But every time the New Year's rolls around, you know, you get to reflect about what happened last year, things that you didn't accomplish. You get to rejoice in accomplishments that you have made, and then you start to, you know, brainstorm and say, you know what, at the end of the next year, I want to have accomplished such and such. I want to start over, and I want to try new things, or I want to finish things that I've started previous years before. And, you know, as we get older, I think it becomes more of a time crunch. We feel as though we have a time limit, that time is just passing us by. And there's those things that we just really, really want to try to accomplish before we feel as though we don't have any more time. So I have made some. It's a process. It's not easy. But one of the things that has helped me has been writing those things down. I think this year was the first year that I've really written them down, maybe wrote some steps so far as what I wanted to accomplish in a smaller time frame to get to the bigger goals, what I wanted to accomplish in 1 to 3 months and then 3 to 6 months. And I think that just holds me accountable. It holds me accountable, and it has more of an impact once I've written it down, and it's more of a commitment. It's kind of like a contract to yourself. It's like, okay, I've written these down, but I've committed to this. And you just try to move forward as much as you can. And when you fall off, you know, the next day is a new day. And you just try to keep moving forward to the end result.
Very good. Very good. And that is so true. I'm so glad you mentioned about writing it down, because a lot of times people will say, oh, yeah, I'm going to lose weight this year. Well, how much do you want to lose? Oh, as much as I can. And that's really not defined. And it is important, certainly, to write it down. It says, write the vision, make it plain. And if this is something you've written down and then you look at it, it forces you to look at it. And so that really makes it become a little more realistic to you, I think. And you also mentioned, which I think was great, you also mentioned like a day at a time, because a lot of times what happens is when we, you know, we have all these goals in front of us, oh, this is what I'm going to do this year, and they can sometimes be very, very overwhelming. And so you look at all the things that you plan to do, and sometimes it gets so overwhelming, you don't do anything, because it's like, okay, where should I start? You know, what am I going to do? Wow, this is a lot. Can I really do it? And so what you said, you know, taking it in little bitty chunks is really important. Then it won't be, you know, so out of reach or out of touch for you. So that's really good. And I know I want to talk real quick, and then we're going to go back to that, writing it down. Of course, there are so many New Year's resolutions that are, I guess you can say, real common that people, you know, make. So I wanted to kind of cover some of that. What do you think is number one? It's just usually every year, number one, the biggest New Year's resolution. It's usually
always losing weight.
Yeah, that's number one. Number one, I'm going to lose weight. And again, you know, that's a great resolution to have, as it is very, very common. But how much do you want to lose, and in what time frame? And you had mentioned, you know, kind of in different chunks, like, you know, daily or monthly or so on and so forth. So that's real important. So, yeah, that's it. That's number one, is losing weight. And, of course, number two is I'm not going to eat so much. And it's like, okay, what does that mean? You know, you're going to stop eating? What are you going to do? And, again, you know, anytime that you write goals or you make goals, you want to be really specific with it. So, you know, if you're specific, then it will allow you to be able to concentrate and to make sure you stay on task a little more. Of course, the next one is usually, I'm going to work out more. Okay, that's great, and that's real common. And, Andrea, of course, usually, golly, you can talk to, I know I've had probably a year or so ago I had someone on that owned a health club. And I tell you, January and February are usually the absolute busiest month of the year with gym memberships. You know, everybody's getting a gym membership because everybody's going to work out more. And then a lot of times they will tell you, the gym management or the owners, they will usually tell you by the end of February or March. It's like, where are all these people? So, once again, you know, we get so excited with making the resolutions, but we have to make sure that we, you know, we write them down so that they're plain. And, of course, you know, there's some of the others are, I'm going to stop smoking, I'm going to get a new job, I'm going to be a better mom, I'm going to, you know, just really treat everybody, you know, nicer. So it's a whole bunch. But I think if you, you know, I personally don't think, Andrea, that if, you know, you're writing down so many goals, you know, it might look good and it might sound good, but realistically, are you really going to be able to keep all of those? I don't know. And But getting back to what you were saying about writing it down, what I do, I'll usually write it down, but what helps me is to do, I did a vision, some people might call them vision boards. I call mine a faith board. And not only just writing down or listing those things I would like to accomplish over the year, but, you know, you kind of get pictures and just make it, you know, really visual. And sometimes, you know, when you walk in the room and then you see this up, it's like, oh, wow, okay, I'm going to be able to do this. Let me make sure I'm working toward this goal. What about you? What do you think? Do you write yours down or do you do boards? Or what are the steps you usually take when it comes to your goals?
I made a vision board this year. This was my first time making one. The way I did mine, being a first-time vision board maker, I used things to motivate. Like, I found different key phrases to just empower me and encourage me. Things that when I look, you know, at these particular words, like power and, you know, successful and classy and things like that, things that would motivate me when I looked at that board to move forward with whatever goals I set in mind. And the way that I broke up the way I wanted to accomplish things this year, I kind of did it in like a timetable chart format. So I broke it up into like hobbies, you know, three small little goals and what I wanted to accomplish with my writing, spiritual, you know, three little goals on what I wanted to accomplish spiritually, with my child, what I wanted to accomplish as a mother, you know, and broke it up specifically into three small goals encompassing one, you know, area of my life, spending and saving and traveling. And then, you know, on some of the things, I gave myself a due date. I gave myself a time frame. I made myself a schedule. You know, maybe every Wednesday I'll do this. Even small things like household chores. You know, every Sunday, faithfully, I'll do the laundry. You know, small things. Mm-hmm. And I feel that the small things that you accomplish, they give you that, you know, it gives you a sense of pride and it gives you a sense of motivation that, you know, I've accomplished this. I can move on and accomplish whatever else that I really, really want to, you know, get accomplished. And I think the biggest thing that it comes down to is mindset. You have to be ready. You know, if you're making these goals that it sounds good, but mentally you're not prepared to, you know, put in the work that it takes, or you're not really, you know, committed to doing these things, then you've already set yourself up by, you know, for failure by not mentally being prepared to handle what it is that you really want, whatever amount of money it'll take to support your goals or whatever amount of time that it'll take, or if you just have to really readjust your sleep schedule, your work schedule, if you're mentally not prepared to do those things, then, you know, you should start off with smaller things to boost up your confidence and make you feel as though you can accomplish anything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Great. In case you're just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are talking about New Year's resolutions, and we're finding out the status of where people are at this time. Callers, thank you so much for holding. We're going to go ahead and start picking up some of the calls. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway, extension 3748. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm good.
Great. If you can just tell us your first name, and you can chime right in on our discussion.
My name is Michael, and I was interested in listening to about the resolutions. I read a poll that said actually about 44% of people actually keep their resolutions in like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it's less than half, but it's still a great amount that actually takes it serious. But resolutions are definitely just one that a lot of people make every year just to kind of, you know, join along with everyone. But not everyone takes them serious.
Mm. That's really good. You're absolutely correct. It almost seems like, you know, just a thing to do. But yeah, that's pretty good odds there. 44% of people that actually keep them, especially through 6 months, because we know how everyone usually gets off, you know, really excited and really rolling, and it's like, okay, I'm tired of this. So that is certainly, that's encouraging. It certainly is. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ohio.
Ohio. Oh, wow. Okay, great. You guys have some snow up there, don't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's actually going away now, so hopefully it stays away.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your call. We certainly appreciate you. And you're welcome to continue listening to the show.
All right. Thank you.
You're so welcome. We're going to go ahead and go to our next caller. Let's see. Extension 1328. Hello. Thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway?
Hello. How are you?
Hello. Doing great. And yourself?
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, I'm
hello?
Well. Can you hear me?
Oh, I hear you very
hello?
Well. Yes. Hello. Thanks for calling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm here. I was just, my name is Lamise. I'm calling as well from Cleveland, actually. And I love this show because also, as Andrea, your co-host, stated that it was her first time making a vision board, I did the same thing with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an awesome thing to do. You can also do it with your children. It's something that I feel you do not have to just necessarily do once a year as a resolution. I definitely agree that you do have to have small goals in order to accomplish that large goal. So what I do is I actually have a 5-year plan, and I have been attacking my resolutions a little at a time. You know, like I said I was going to start school this year. Well, I went and I am going to be starting school this year. In February or in April. And then, you know, I have something else where, okay, so once I'm done with this, then I'm going to do this. And once I do that, and then usually if you have steps within your goal and you have to me, I'm not saying it works for everyone, but if you have a vision that is a little bit farther out, meaning that, of course, it would be a larger vision that you would have, but if it's farther out, and you have steps to get to that, for me, I've noticed I'm accomplishing more because I know I have that one final step that I'm going to reach by doing it this way. So, you know, I've always done the I'm going to lose weight. That hasn't happened. I've always done, you know, little goals like that. But I've noticed when you're doing life-changing, serious life-changing goals,
mm-hmm.
and you do vision boards, throughout where you can actually see that, it seems as if I personally have been able to accomplish more doing it that way, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And as we're hearing, it's just, you know, it's really up to you and what will work best for you. And so these are some great ideas for those who still may be kind of struggling with setting up, you know, your goals. And as we've mentioned that what is so important is to, you know, take a little bit at a time, just kind of track these things a little bit at a time and, you know, cut them up into smaller pieces. So that's really good. You were talking about, you know, on the way to the major goal. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing. I want to go ahead and start reading some of our emails to Andrea. Here's one that says, "Hello, Etiquette Lady. We really enjoy your show. Each year, my family and I challenge each other as we move toward conquering our resolutions. We usually have similar ones, so we encourage each other, not to brag, but so far, I am in the lead with staying on task. The common resolution that we all share is to eat less, work out more, and lose weight. Once again, I am in the lead, and I don't want my family to think I'm bragging. Okay, I'm bragging a little. So family, keep up. This comes from Brenda and the Johnson family in Michigan. Well, Brenda, you know what? We're just going to applaud you. Very good. We are very proud of you and of her family. You know, she's really not bragging, you guys, but she's motivating you guys to kind of keep up. That's pretty good, Andrea, huh?
whatever works, you know, if it's a friendly competition, if it's,
right.
you know, we make goals for an end result. So, you know, if getting to the end result along the way means motivating others or having someone join you, then I think it's wonderful, and you should keep going, and you should be proud of yourself, and you should boast a little bit.
And that is really important. You want to check with some of your friends or family to see if they've made similar, you know, resolutions or goals, and you guys can encourage and motivate each other. And so that is really important. And the accountability factor is there as well, so that's great. Here's another one. It says, Etiquette Lady, I really enjoy your show, and I'm glad you are doing this show early in the year when we still have time to correct any mistakes we've already made. I fell off the cart the third week of January and felt really bad about it. Starting last week, I started over. I'm doing pretty good now and hope to continue. Pray for me. This comes from Jillian in Alpharetta, Georgia. Jillian, thank you for sharing, and thank you for admitting that. And, you know, I just want to say that it is quite okay for you to do what Jillian did. If you fall off the cart or the wagon or whatever you fall off of, it is perfectly fine. Just get back up and get back on. You know, don't worry about it. You can certainly start over. And sometimes, Andrea, it's a little difficult for us to start over because we're so busy beating ourselves up. So we certainly don't want to do that. We want to just go ahead and start over. Here's another one. It says, Dear Etiquette Lady and Guest, thanks in advance for reading my comment. I actually began my New Year's resolutions the last week of December after pigging out on junk food at Christmas. So far, so good as I begin to lose weight moderately. And this comes from Margaret Petrie. That's a pretty good idea. She went ahead and started early. So we applaud you too, Margaret. And all that too as you continue. So that's really good. We have another one that says, Dear Etiquette Lady, thanks for all you do on your show. I am proud to report that I'm doing well so far with my New Year's resolution. One is to work out 3 days per week, and the other is to cut back on eating late. So far, I'm doing both. And that comes from Virginia in Dallas. Great job. And thank you so much, certainly, for sharing. Well, Andrew, I'm going to go to, let's see if I can pick up another call. And callers, thank you so much for your patience. We certainly appreciate it. Extension 4999, thanks for calling. What is Etiquette Anyway? Hello? 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 Okay, we can hear someone there. They may just be listening, and we may be able to go back to them just a little bit later. Well, once again, Andrea, some of the other, I know I named probably three or four, but some of the others that kind of make that top 10 group is to spend more time. A lot of times people will say, well, I'm going to spend more quality time with my family. As a student, I'm going to study more. I'm going to find a new job or change careers, get better grades. Some of the students, they actually make those resolutions as well. Purchase a new home, a new car, travel more, take better care of yourself. There are so many different resolutions, but those are definitely some of the real common ones. It's just really, really important. What I want to say as well, I wrote an article a few years ago about New Year's resolutions and how they kind of run the gamut of things. But for those of you who may not have or may not be sure exactly, you know, what resolutions you would like, if you haven't quite completed your list yet, why don't you consider adding a few of these? Be more grateful. Live daily by the golden rule, which is to do unto others as you would have them do unto you, or simply treat others the way you want to be treated. Be more positive. Be more polite to others. Be more cheerful. Do not let anyone take your joy. After all, they don't give it to you, so don't allow them to take it. How about being more patient? Pray and or meditate more. Be more responsible. Volunteer to help others less fortunate. Be less critical and judgmental. Be more helpful. And so, once again, if your list is incomplete or you're just not sure, just maybe consider some of those that I just read. And, of course, we know that resolutions are only achieved when a continuous effort is made. And it's really common, again, to make a New Year's resolution at the beginning of the year, and by March or April, it's forgotten. And, of course, we mentioned this already, Andrew. Just want to reiterate this. You want to make sure you first develop a plan and stick to it, okay? And we've all heard the saying, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. So be sure to work toward your resolution, or I like to say your goal, a little each day. And something I enjoy doing is journaling. So I'm going to recommend that you keep a journal of your progress, and at the end of each month, perhaps reward yourself when you are on track. And if you aren't, evaluate why you're not on track and just start over or keep trying. And, of course, you want to consult with your family and friends to see if they've made similar resolutions. If so, we talked about creating a contest, and maybe you want to schedule check-in point. You know, that's that accountability again. And it's just really important to, you know, have fun with it. Have fun with it. Like we said a little bit earlier, don't beat yourself up, okay, about that. If you fall off the wagon, then just get back on, or fall off the horse or whatever, jump back on, and that's really important. So, but Andrea, we're almost out of time. Can't believe it. Thank you, callers, and we're so sorry that we were unable to get to all of our callers this evening. But thank you so much, and those of you who sent us messages, thank you so much for that. Andrea, appreciate you as I do each time. You've been a great co-host. Oh, thank you. And positive challenges can be fun, keep you on your toes, and help you achieve your goals. So why not make this year the best year ever by simply being the best you can be? Now, everybody can do that. And you want to have just a really blessed and happy, happy year. I usually always like to talk about kindness. I just wanted to speak a little bit about the kindness this week. Some of you have probably heard in the news about the man in Detroit who was really blessed by strangers. He was walking to work for 10 years. He walked a round trip 21 years altogether and was never late. And so a college student actually heard about this, and he started a GoFundMe page for him, and they have raised so much money. And one of the local dealerships there in Detroit has actually given him a car, too, so that is certainly a blessing. So we just want to commend all of them for but a wonderful, wonderful act of kindness. It's beautiful. Well, thanks again, everyone, for listening and supporting our show. Be sure to tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. We know we can only do that one person at a time. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. And yourself, please make sure that you initiate a random act of kindness this week. Okay, thanks again for tuning in. We'll talk again next week. Take care, good night, and God bless.
You've been listening. to What Is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week when we'll discuss another exciting topic.